I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Every parent discovers sooner or later that the parenting journey is full of surprises. Some remarkably pleasant and some, well, not so much. Haven't many of us yearned for that non-existent owner's manual to help us navigate those unusually challenging situations that parenting somehow manages to produce? This week, we hear Laura Rossi Taunton's unique take on the parenting lessons she's learned courtesy of some very special moments with her daughter.
What do you get when you mix a recovering type A mom with a tween and a school project that requires making bread from scratch? A delicious treat and an unexpected parenting lesson. When the middle school Spanish teacher sent home an extra credit baking project recently, my tween daughter insisted she wanted to do it. There were two versions of the traditional bread recipe, one easy, one complicated. Like most families, we are busy with sports, activities, and commitments 7 days a week. So the last thing I wanted to do that Sunday morning was get stuck in the kitchen for hours. Couldn't we just buy a loaf of bread? I tried to say no, but when that didn't work, I insisted my daughter do the easy recipe. Of course, she begged to do the complicated version, the one that required, gulp, yeast. Barely awake, I was grumpy and negative. I envisioned a lot of work, a wasted Sunday, and a huge mess that I'd be stuck cleaning up. Then I saw the look in my 11-year-old's eyes, and I stopped. I listened. And I realized that this was not about baking bread from scratch. It was about my young daughter, my little girl, who wasn't so little anymore, asking for my support and the opportunity to prove something to herself. As I sat there in my PJs in that tiny moment in my messy kitchen on an ordinary weekend morning, I realized my daughter just wanted to grow up a bit. And so I said, yes. Yes to the bread, but more importantly, to responsibility, self-esteem, creativity, and independence. Of course, the experience was not all sweet smells wafting from the kitchen. There were eggshells in the batter, spills, a ruined dish towel, and frustration. It would take days to clean up. But I managed to keep my mouth shut and let my girl figure things out alone. In letting my tween commit to a project from start to finish, we both started the inevitable parenting journey of letting go, slice by slice, a little bit at a time. I believe a simple recipe can teach a complex life lesson, and that messy kitchens give us full stomachs and nourished souls.
Laura Rossi Taunton lives in Jamestown and runs Laura Rossi Public Relations. Rossi Taunton has 2 decades of public relations and book publishing experience. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.